Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the first episode of 2020.
Welcome!
Man.
Not very exciting.
No, that's all right, though,
welcome.
Cam. How you feeling?
Good.
Yeah?
2020.
You ready for 2020?
Even years. You're a good year. I usually like odd years, but
really
wasn't a great year last year.
Wasn't it?
So maybe this will be it.
I thought it was pretty dang good.
It was pretty good.
It wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't horrible, but.
Yeah.
Anyway. So
you're an odd year lover, huh?
Usually.
So do you like odd numbers, too?
I love them. They're so good.
Really?
Nine's my favorite number.
Is that like a soccer thing? Or
it's a number.
Oh, that's what it is.
Like, it is kind of a soccer thing. Yeah.
Is it? Is that
kind of tied to that? Yeah.
I see. Good.
Yeah, I guess so.
I like that.
Damn.
So how was your New Year's?
How was your New Year's?
Well, it was all right.
I think we need to explain a little to some of our listeners about what.
Oh yeah,
if they saw the TikTok,
yeah,
and other posts of our song,
that was pretty weird. If you
so I have a board game that's called Pass the Popcorn.
Yeah,
and I don't even know how the song came up.
I don't know. I just started
and
singing.
How the voices started changing, but yeah, it's like Pass the Popcorn, girl. Pass the popcorn, girl. And yeah, we just kept doing it, and our wives were super irritated. But
they thought it was funny, though.
They did.
They did think it was funny.
They snickered a little.
Yeah, I don't know where the pass the popcorn
pass
girl.
Pass the popcorn girl.
Pass the popcorn girl.
Like, we just made a song out of it like the whole night.
And then they're like, you got to do a TikTok.
Yeah, so we're like, I don't know what we're doing. Okay.
And we just started dancing. And we can't dance for
no,
one
day. Not at all.
And we can't sing.
No.
And we can't sing with
so
accents.
We just like bash the popcorn girl. And we just did it back and forth, and it's a hit. I think
I'm pretty sure
we've
only got a couple hundred views on TikTok.
I'm sure they're
but
all
that's okay
negative. But yeah,
so if you're on TikTok, go take a look at it. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, so
yeah,
other
so
than that, New Year's is great.
Yeah, we played some games,
we
ate some food, and man, good times.
It was good.
Rang out the new year. I mean, 2020, here we come. What's
I changed
gonna
all my clocks back so my kids thought it was
yeah, you did, didn't
midnight
you?
And then just watched New York.
I had to help on the way out because you're one.
You did. Johnny was like, oh, I'm glad Kobe
he was
that.
Looking at the clock. He's like, their clock says it's almost 10.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
that kid is so aware.
I'm like, oh, yeah, our clocks are wrong. We got to get that fixed. Tawny's like, thank you.
And I kept like changing the radio in the car,
oh, did you
like
really?
Had my hand over the time. I'm like, I can't find the right song.
Yeah. That's good.
So you had to fake them out.
Did it work out when
it
you
did.
Got home then?
It
good.
Did.
Awesome. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
I'm glad about that. Yeah, we had a good time. We're ready for 2020. Who knows what's going to happen with Casual Preppers in 2020?
I hope it's going to be the biggest year.
We could have like 9 podcasts or something by the end of this year.
Or we could be done.
Or we could be done by January.
Yeah.
The end of January. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
We're just going to have to see. So, you know, just stay subscribed and survived.
Don't delete your subscription.
Don't delete it. Stay here. So today, Mindless Banter number 28, is that right?
I don't know.
Something like that. We've done a lot of these, but today we've got some.
Episode 2020.
Yeah, Mindless Banter 2020, number one.
Yeah.
We're just going to restart.
Yeah, we'll start over.
Today we have a conspiracy for you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So are you doing the one that just came up the other day? Okay, so there was something I saw.
Kobe sent it to me, and I'm like, I've got to dive into this a little
more. I saw it. Somebody had shared it on like the Casual Preppers Facebook group or something like that, I think is where it was. So what is it? Just tell them. Just give them a taste. Dip their toes in it.
Oh, well, little do all of you know,
uh-huh,
the birds you see in the sky,
yeah,
they are not what you think.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. These articles I've read have confirmed it. I mean,
oh, so
the best
you're
backup evidence ever.
Yeah.
Trust me.
So birds aren't real. That's the conspiracy, right?
Yeah. Yep. Birds are actually drones spying on us.
Wow.
The government wants to watch us.
They do.
And they've been doing this for a long time.
There are so many drones out there.
It's amazing.
But why do they make some of the drones? Never mind.
Don't ask questions.
Let's just move on with that.
We'll get to it.
So before we get to that, I decided to grab us a few news articles to look at, Cam.
Good.
Because there's always, the world's crazy.
Freaking insane.
I mean, it's insane. The stuff that happens around the world, I don't even get it, man. So look at this one. First one, man killed by own gun booby trap at Maine home.
Own gun.
This wasn't somebody else's booby trap. This was his own.
That's one tip we should give to preppers.
Yeah.
Careful. with your booby trap.
Yeah, you got to remember they're there. I don't know if like he forgot that he made a booby trap or what, but it says officers in Van Buren, Maine were called to reports of a man being shot in the early evening of Thursday. The victim had called 911 and reported he had been hit by a weapon. A dispatch police patrol and accompanying paramedics found the man injured in his home. After carrying out an investigation, they found that the front door of the house had been fitted with a device that shot a handgun anyone attempting to open the door.
So did he just forget or what?
They don't really go into that, but my guess is he just like the door rang, like, oh, hey, Amazon package, run up the door and just get shot. I don't know, man. You know?
Oh, forgot my keys.
Oh, dang it.
I got to go back. Go.
Oh, man.
Somebody's in my house.
Third time I've been shot this week. I better call the paramedics.
This one feels fatal.
This one, I think I might have got my liver in this time. Better call the authorities.
Son of a bee.
Yeah. Other devices were also discovered, prompting the officers to call the bomb squad. Man.
My goodness. What is this guy?
The Maine State Police investigators included that he had been shot as a result of one of his homemade devices unintentionally discharging.
One.
Yeah, just one.
How'd they even get in there to help him?
Yeah.
Was he dead on the sidewalk?
No, they got him to the hospital. He was a 65-year-old dude, you know. Yeah. So apparently setting up home security devices using weapons in a home is illegal in the U.S. Did you know that?
What was that?
Setting up homemade security devices using weapons in a home is illegal in the U.S.
Wow.
Apparently.
Hey, Google, deactivate turret.
Hey, Google, don't shoot me. Just get in the paper. You know?
Stepping out for 20 minutes, Google.
Google. Shoot on. Yeah, just so people are crazy, dude. That's all. You know what I mean?
Keep an eye peel, Google. All your turrets pop up.
So awesome.
Wow.
So this next one, this one would freak me the crap out. So, I don't know where to start on this because it might be funnier depending on where I start. So it just starts out saying, blood may be thicker than water, but it'll still flood your basement.
What?
Yeah. Nick Lestina found this out the hard way 2 weeks ago when he discovered 5 inches of blood, fat, and other animal tissue flooding his family's basement.
Gosh.
You want to see something? Look at this photo. Oh, wait. I can't show you the photo. Right there.
Look. What? So where does it come from?
See that? It looks like a horror movie, dude. Holy crap. It looks like a straight up horror movie. Let's see.
Just seeping up from the ground?
Yeah, well, he told the Des Moines Register that he hasn't been able to clean it up because it's still seeping in. The waste is coming from a neighboring meat locker where blood and tissue from slaughtered animals was washed down a drain.
And it came up his drain?
And it came up, yeah. The officials say a clog or break in the pipe sent the waste into Lestina's basement through the floor drain. Can you imagine?
I can't believe they wash all that down a regular drain.
Well, it's probably supposed to go to some other thing, but obviously with the break in there, it's just going.
New guy on the wash.
Yeah.
Wash crew.
So it keeps coming in. It keeps seeping up to about 6 inches deep. So it's just blood for 6 inches in their basement, dude. Can you imagine like flipping on the light at night to run down to the freezer and it's covered in blood the whole floor?
Oh my gosh, that's just. Is my having a dream?
Oh my gosh.
Worst dream ever.
Freaking Pennywise is coming to get me. You know, it's just crazy,
smelled
dude.
Like pennies.
Yeah. Anyways, that was kind of a crazy deal. Yeah, can you imagine?
That'd be an interesting.
Yeah. this one, maybe you in the medical field have heard of this before, but I had never heard of this. This is a brand new thing for me. You know who Josh Brolin is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanos,
and he was in the Goonies way back in the day. Anyways, he's an actor. but he's sending a message for today's youth. He says, this is what he said on I think it was Instagram or something the other day. Tanning your taint isn't a good idea.
Oh, I think I saw something.
The actor learned that lesson the hard way a few days ago after he engaged in perineum sunning, a new trend in which people expose the area between the anus and sex organs to the sun.
A terrible idea.
One practitioner who calls herself Metaphysical Megan claims that perineum sunning can regulate hormones as well as sleep patterns.
Oh, boy.
The man who plays Thanos and saw the story and decided to try it out. He said it wasn't such a hot idea, he admitted on Instagram this week, and hopes others don't make the same mistake. This is what his thing said. Tried this perineum sunning I've been hearing about, and my suggestion is do not do it as long as I did. My pucker hole is crazy burned, and I was going to spend the day shopping with my family, but instead I'm icing and using aloe and burn creams because of the severity of the pain.
Yeah.
I don't know who the F thought this stupid shit, but F you nonetheless. Seriously.
And he followed through with it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the tank could use a little sun.
Yeah, just, I don't want no tan lines down there.
Super bright.
Let's just get her done.
Way too white.
Yeah, so I just thought, you know, just as a, you know,
I would not.
Public service announcement here.
I don't even want to expose like my chest anymore.
I know.
It like burns instantly.
So I just thought that was a pretty interesting little thing there. You know?
I killed half the population. I can see if I burn my tank.
Yeah, I know. Snap that away. this one is kind of interesting.
Super.
A hazmat team responded to a halfway house in Pennsylvania this week after a resident received an order of uranium through the mail.
Is it a Russian? It's got to be.
No, I don't know. It's a halfway house for one thing. Authorities say no charges were filed because the shipment was legal and poses no health threat.
What?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh. Upper Darby police say the Harwood House resident ordered 2 grams of powdered uranium for $12 from a Michigan company. You can get uranium for $12 on the internet, apparently. It was in powder form and sealed inside a glass vial within a cardboard box and was delivered Monday afternoon. They screen all their packages because they're a halfway house. And they notified the authorities.
Looks like
coke. Yeah, and they determined
now it's just uranium.
That it was uranium 238.
What is he doing with it?
Nobody knows.
At a halfway house.
That's what I'm wondering. I don't know. I just ordering that for my nephew for Christmas.
What little money I got?
Stocking stuffer, you know.
Holy crap!
I really don't know.
He's into uranium.
He's got a uranium fixation. I don't know. This is the 238 variety. I just figured I'd get him a little bit, you know.
One extra neutron.
Yeah.
Protons aren't as crazy in this.
Can you imagine? Like,
God, what the freak, man?
It's so weird. Like, who just says, "Oh"?
I'm not surprised Michigan passed.
Yeah, I know. I just thought that was pretty funny.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah. So maybe we ought to order us some. Just have it on the podcast table here.
There's got to be some uses for uranium powder.
I don't know. I really don't know. So, anyways.
Got a sore throat? Eat a little uranium powder.
238. Get the job done.
Got to make sure it's 238.
238. You get
pure
any other
energy.
Number, you're in trouble. Cam, did you ever play like soccer when you were a kid?
Always.
You know what I mean? Like as a little kid, did you play in like the leagues?
I did.
So
that was my sport.
Did your coach ever take you out afterwards for like a celebration or anything like that?
Like by himself somewhere private?
Not just you and him going behind the shed. I mean, did he take the whole team out?
Let me show you my soccer balls.
Let me show you how to really dribble some balls, boy. Not like that. That's not what I'm saying. You be the goalie. Yeah, let's see if I can get it in.
That's messed up.
You brought it up.
You should go. But it didn't happen.
Anyways,
I was a good player.
Did you, did he ever take like the team out for a celebration? Like,
I don't
know. Pizza or something
really.
Like that.
We always
you know?
Had on the field.
On the field. Yeah, that's usually what
milk and,
but I know that this happens.
Now
right?
They get crap like. Here's some celery sticks.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't be healthy.
Celery
These kids
sticks.
Hate this crap.
Celery sticks.
Yeah, anyway.
Soaked in water. You know what I mean?
Take them out of the bag, throw them on the ground.
Yeah. Lick them up. They're good to go. So there's this guy. Actually, this was a high school soccer coach in New York. He's in a little bit of trouble because his team had just lost. His soccer team had just lost to another team.
How old was his team?
Undefeated season. They're high school.
Okay.
So I don't know. So the coach felt bad for him because they just lost, right? But he's actually kind of in trouble because he took the whole team to Hooters. Yeah. Can you imagine? He decided to bring the players to the restaurant, known for the women dressed in tight and revealing clothing.
Is that what Hooters has?
Yeah. The White's decision apparently didn't sit well with school administration because he was summoned for a mandatory meeting where the dinner was discussed. They said it was not in line with our athletic program and community values. His comment in here was actually kind of funny. Well, there was a female superintendent, so obviously she was pissed off about it because she's a lady, and the ladies get mad about that kind of stuff sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
What did he say? Okay, yeah. This was actually another guy. Another guy from Oregon did the same thing like last year or in 2013. And when he said, "I believe this is a fine venue. It's not a strip club. If you have a dirty mind, you'll find dirt." Said it. Uh-huh. Otherwise, you just got some good chickens. Anyways, that's just funny that, you know, take the team.
I would have been happy.
I don't know. Have you ever actually eaten a Hooters?
No.
They actually have pretty good chicken. Like, their chicken strips.
They have dynamite. Food there.
They do. They have pretty good chicken. They really do.
Yeah.
It's dynamite. So, I thought that, you know, pretty interesting.
I won't ever get to go.
You got to be careful. I'll take you there one day, buddy, if you want to go.
Yeah.
All right.
My old soccer coach, I'd call him up.
I don't know. It sounds like he's kind of a dirty sucker. I don't know if I would.
Yeah, he does sound.
He'll take you behind the shed.
We learned some good skills.
I want you to practice every night.
Every night, boy.
Every night. So, wow. This story, I got one more for
weird
you.
Weird freaking world we live in.
I know. One more, and this one going to blow your damn mind, all right? So, the Japanese people are kind of odd. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Uh-huh.
They do some weird stuff.
They do.
So there's a company, they have a store. And let me just read the headline to you real quick. Period badges for female workers at Japanese company criticized.
Badges? Oh my gosh.
The badges feature a cartoon character named Sieri Chan, known for being a symbol of women's menstrual health in Japan. All right. A Japanese department store has come under fire for asking its female employees to wear badges, letting people know that they are on their period.
Oh my gosh. Oh, stay away from that one.
Yeah. So it's pretty freaking crazy. Other than the fact that the store is called the Michikake or something. I don't know how to say it. All right, Cameron.
The what?
It's known for selling products related to female sexual and menstrual health.
Oh, both.
Yeah. So they've been asked to wear a badge with that little cartoon on it. It's translated into English. It's called Miss Period. That's her name.
Miss?
Miss. No, no, they're not all pregnant. Miss Period.
Oh, that's too close to the other.
The badges, which are not compulsory, were introduced by executives to encourage staff and customers to bond at the store.
Right.
And to tackle the ongoing stigma around periods. It's just like, oh, you ladies, you got to wear the badge when it's a shock a week. I just don't get it, man.
I don't either.
That's crazy. Can you imagine walking
into
the store?
I'm sure you could do a study when the badge is hot red or whatever.
What?
Telling them that they're on their period. They probably don't get the higher up administrators stuff flirting with them.
Yeah, probably.
I'm going to wait.
I'm going to wait till next week when that badge comes off. But some of the ladies thought it wasn't a very good idea. So there's like some stuff going on over there, obviously.
What a weird. What?
I know,
how
man.
How would you even think that's
I don't
okay.
know.
Okay.
Oh, it's man. Like that's they have a meeting on Monday. Well, what do you think about this idea?
Oh, these badges are good.
These badges tell us when the ladies are on the period. Why not do it?
Both of us are struggling to get that Chinese accent.
No, we are. But anyways, I just don't get it, man. That's crazy. That's crazy talk.
Well, at least America ain't the only weird place.
I know. All right, next.
Well, this is a new one to me. I just recently found out about this conspiracy, and I had to dig into this one.
Sure, yeah. We were going to do another conspiracy.
Yeah.
One that is
we're gonna hold off
more
on
well-known,
one.
But we actually saw this and we decided.
So I don't know how familiar you all are about this one, but
sure.
Birds are drones, most all of them, and they're tracking us and following
what we do
every day.
Yeah.
So how did this happen?
I can't wait to find out, honestly.
So, I don't know the dude that like started the website, but obviously like a millennial. It's like trying to make some money, probably.
Yeah.
But he goes into these details, and if he's serious, mm-hmm. then I don't know. I don't know. These are some really good, facts? What would you call them?
I don't know. What
so,
you mean.
Birds or drones?
Okay.
The U.S. killed 12 billion birds between 1959 and 1971.
Is that like real?
Yeah, that's what they said.
Oh, that's what I don't know. Okay, yeah. I didn't know if that
apparently,
was like a real
yes.
fact. Okay.
Is it real? Yes, I don't know. But okay, so for the long, like during the Cold War, the CIA was like watching people that were hopefully catching people that were tied to communism.
Sure, yeah.
You know, they're like that was spying a big deal. On them. Mm-hmm. Anyways, it led to like stalking and all kinds of inappropriate crap. So they were like, how are we going to do this and be more like stealth about it? So the CIA hired its first civilian director, Alan Welsh Dulles, D-U-L-L-E-S.
Dulles.
Is it Dulles?
Yeah, that's the that's like the Dulles Airport in Washington.
Oh, no way. It's named after him?
I think so.
Sounds like a douchebag.
I don't know. So, I could be wrong, but that's my guess.
He proposed that aerial cams somehow would be, well, he proposed, obviously, aerial cams would be way more effective to do this. So he's like, but in streets and buildings, you got to switch cameras. You can't follow a person for very far. But he's like, if we freaking have it up flying around.
Sure.
You know, and this was back in the 50s. So it's like, how are we going to do this? And, 50s. Who was the president then?
In the 50s? Was it Eisenhower?
It was Eisenhower. Yep. Probably. That's who it was. So Eisenhower was like, whatever, go ahead. Try and figure out a way.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so this guy, he decided, and this is from like transcripts supposedly that people found about CIA that said the higher ups were so annoyed anyway that birds had been dropping fecal matter on their car windows that they vowed to wipe out every single flying feathered creature in North America.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's awesome.
So they were pissed at birds anyway.
Sure, yeah.
And especially this guy, you think it's, how do you say it?
Dulles.
He was like, okay, I'm going to figure this out. So the first thing he did was he realized, okay, let's get him up in the air, but we need to get stuff out of the air. And we're already pissed at birds. Let's take care of them. So they developed, he went to Boeing and was like, let's develop on top of the B-52 bomber, another type of bomber. That's the B-52B, B for bird.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So the B-52 bird bomber was a big plane that they developed that would carry up to 400 gallons of water. And Boeing's like, that's a lot of water. It's really heavy. It's not going to work. And apparently, according to some records, he was like, he grabbed a wrench and was like, clunk, we're going to do this. And that guy died.
Oh, he hit the guy.
So they were all paranoid about the.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. So they were serious about this.
For real.
Anyways, they developed these, painted them black.
Uh-huh.
And during all these night missions, the B-52s were dropping this water that contained a virus that would immediately upon touching a bird would get into their system, kill them, and then break them up and like help decompose them.
What? Oh my gosh.
In 24 hours.
What on earth?
I know. That's what's funny. It's like nobody's seen these.
So this was in the 50s, they're saying.
In the 50s. Okay. Yeah. So,
oh, geez.
This was in 1959, Operation Water the Country.
Yeah.
Was born.
We're gonna call this one.
This was
the
secret code name given to the program between 59 and 76 when it was renamed to Operation Very Large Bird. They didn't want to say Operation Big Bird to interfere with PBS's Big Bird.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. So, you don't want to mess those ones up.
So within the next 6 years, 15% of the bird population was wiped out. During the first few years, bird prototypes were released by the 100 million. The term drone was not used. Instead,
so
they were referred to as robot birds.
They had the technological capability time for a drone that, like, as small as a sparrow?
Yeah.
What?
So the drones that we have now, way behind the times.
Okay.
They've already had crap flying around with wings.
What?
For a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, later in history, October 25th, 1963, Kennedy was shown a prototype of the Turkey X-500.
Of course it was called the Turkey.
A robot that specialized in killing larger birds like eagles and falcons. So they were going to use those instead of...
To kill the big ones.
Couldn't keep running these missions.
It's
too costly,
sure.
You know, and dropping the water that had the virus in it. So they sent out these robot birds. A turkey is a great bird to choose kill other birds.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, conspiracy says that led also to Kennedy's assassination because he was like...
The birds did?
Well, this whole thing. He was like, hey, we're not going to do this. Like, We're not spying on American citizens.
Oh, so he's a bird lover.
Yeah. Well, and an American lover.
Yeah, sure.
He didn't want to spy on Americans. He's like, give him the right. They killed him. So a big part of that assassination had to do with Operation Water. What was it? Operation
Very Large
Water
Bird.
The Country.
Oh, Water the Country.
But yeah, or Operation Very Large Bird.
Wow.
So yeah, anyway.
So are there, do we have any?
So they, here's more to the story.
Okay.
So how do you make these drones? They're made from like bauxite. I don't know. I've never heard of this compound.
Okay.
But where is it found?
I don't
High
know.
High amounts of it are found in no other than Vietnam.
Oh my gosh.
So why do you think we had the Vietnam War?
Because we needed the bauxite to make the drones.
Yeah, so that's what was actually happening is the war was taking place.
Yeah.
That initial attack on the sinking of the American, that was all staged to get us into Vietnam and get that bauxite out of there.
That makes sense.
So drones have been produced by like 5,000 to 10,000 robot birds a day in old U.S. bunkers.
5,000 to 10,000 a day?
5,000 to 10,000 a day.
Good.
So they're just sending
grief.
Them out.
Wow.
They're just cranking them out. So any questions up till now?
Well, I've got plenty of questions.
Okay.
So
what's one of them?
What kind of batteries do these things have?
I knew you were going to ask about power.
Okay.
So obviously, this day and age,
yeah.
There's no, really, is there even a reason to have above ground power lines?
Is there a reason?
We can bury it.
Sure, we can bury it.
We can transmit power over the air.
Okay.
So power lines are charging stations for birds.
That makes sense. So that's why they're sitting on the power lines. This is blowing my damn mind.
So if you probably stand close, you can hear like,
yeah, that's the charge up.
And then it flies off once it's full.
So does Twitter have anything to do with this?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because my guess is there's got to be some social media aspect to this.
So other common questions that people have are, you know, how do the birds not fly out of the United States to Mexico and Canada?
Oh, so these are just U.S. birds.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So the majority of the birds are programmed not to cross over into these countries.
Oh.
So in the 50s, I guess they could program birds that way.
That's amazing.
Yeah, couldn't even fly to the moon.
Yeah.
And anyways, but... there are some that still venture into these countries for very few reasons, picking up drugs for eventually delivering to lower class segments of major cities.
That makes sense.
So they're
drug
governments. Yeah. The government's interacting in that way too.
Sure.
Cause the government will do anything to maintain control over its citizens.
Okay.
It gets them hooked on drugs.
Yeah.
And it transports them by birds. There's no way you can stop that.
Okay.
Any bird you see flying across the U.S. border to either Mexico or Canada is simply tracking an American citizen who has traveled outside that country.
Okay.
So you may have ones, you may have like a dove, sparrow, and a, like a killdeer.
Sure.
Any of those could be your bird.
My bird.
And I don't know, maybe so, take a look and see if the same type of bird is near you.
So did
you're
they
being
do,
tracked.
Is there specific birds then that were used for this? Or does it just
Didn't
like...
Even say. Dove, well, doves were the first.
Doves were the first.
Because those were the ones that were crapping all over their cars, pissing
off
the most.
Well, yeah.
So they're like,
well,
we'll replace that breed first.
Okay. So.
But yeah, doves were the first prototype.
Do they have any physical evidence of this?
No.
Like, do they have a drone bird anywhere? A bird drone?
Well, the only the only evidence that they have are from some China ones. So.
Oh, well, yeah.
So.
Sure.
There's some in South China, in the South China Morning Post, 30 Chinese military and government agencies were deploying drones that looked like doves to spy on citizens. The program, codenamed Dove.
Oh, geez. Sneaky suckers.
Is led by Northwestern Polytech University in China. And each bird is built with GPS technology, high def camera, and a flight control system. Formerly known as DJI.
No, yeah, no kidding, huh?
They believe that they replicated 90% of what a real dove does from the prototypes they've gotten from the United States. So, they're the only ones that I guess I've seen.
Sure.
Like, the ones that get run over and hit, I guess those are the other 10% that are
That's
existing.
What I'm wondering. Like,
or maybe they're so advanced.
So, look, I've killed birds
they
before.
Look, yeah.
Like
maybe that blood is oil. Have you tested it?
Well, I mean, I didn't like cut open the bird, but it.
You just killed him for fun, huh?
Well, yeah. When I was little, for sure. I had a pellet gun.
You didn't go and like make sure you killed it?
I mean, I looked at it, but like I didn't cut it open to make sure it was blood and guts inside.
You freaking had a drone in your hands and you let it go.
Man, I just opportunities fly by, you know?
You have that button.
I somewhere, but I'm afraid to
hit it. Hey, robot drone.
Robot drone. That's kind of crazy. I can't
bird
make it
drone.
I can't make it stop, sir.
Also, in 2011, German engineering company Festo launched a flying machine that looked like a herring gull. Smart Bird. The drone is so realistic that real seagulls actually fly alongside and believe it's one of their own group.
Oh my gosh.
So they're out there and
out to get us.
They've been out there forever, but it's just amazing.
So
like,
how big is this the birds aren't real movement? Is there a lot of people involved?
70,000 followers.
Okay, I have to say at least three quarters
there's even
of those
some video.
At least three quarters have to be people that are just watching what those people say. There's no way there's 70,000 people that think birds aren't real.
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah, that's what it says. It says like 70,000 followers throughout. I think it's like a combined social media. That's what they figure.
Sure,
out.
But anyways, like I can't imagine that there's that many people in the world that don't think that birds are real.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe there is.
I mean,
we know how many people.
They're called bird truthers to be more correct.
Bird truthers. Yeah. Okay.
So.
Man, there are.
Don't be insensitive.
I just feel like there's other conspiracies to hang on to that have more plausibility. You know what I mean? Like, why go with the birds? I don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, that is so implausible. Like, this is crazy talk, man. Is it not?
It's crazy that it's built up a following. Oh, and it's funny.
Gosh.
There's an interview, like a TV interview, where he's talking with like some news people about it. And they're like the ladies, the news reporter, she kind of like, it's kind of smiling. And she's like, so you believe that these drones? And he's like, you know what? I kind of find it offensive. Of course, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. The mind. Oh, here it is. The mind behind all this madness is 20-year-old Peter.
20-year-old?
McIndo. An English and philosophy major from the University of Memphis in Tennessee.
Wow.
He started the Bird Brigade. There's all these different names. In January 2017 at the Women's March in Memphis. Oh, yeah.
So
50,000 followers on Instagram.
Oh, man.
And recently got a nod, of course, from no other than, what is it, PewDiePie or whatever?
PewDiePie, yeah.
PewDiePie. He's a douche anyway.
Yeah. Wow. That is one of the craziest ones
I've ever heard. But, yeah, there's some details. It's pretty pretty fascinating to look into.
That'd be crazy, man.
Yeah, we've been spied on our whole freaking lives.
Yeah. So when there's a bird on your windowsill, just shut those blinds.
Oh,
man.
It also like compared pictures of like how birds fly in the V, and it showed like jets flying in a V. So it's like they've been programmed.
Oh my
they don't
gosh,
understand
dude.
The physics behind that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But it's a thingy.
That one is crazy. That's got to be one of the, that's like as crazy as flat earth, if not worse.
One of the most.
I mean, I know we have some flat earthers who listen, but.
One of the stupidest ones. It is.
This one,
categorized into the flat earth.
This one is worse than flat earth,
it's terrible.
If you ask me. I'm going flat earth before I go with birds aren't real.
Man, we need to come up with the dumbest.
If.
Because he got 70,000 followers. I mean.
I know,
that's
man.
All he's about.
Jeez.
That's all he's about.
That blows my mind.
I know.
It really does.
Anyway.
And I wonder if do we have any listeners who are like down with this? Like this is the thing they.
Has anyone even heard of this?
I know people have heard of it because I saw people talking about it.
I had never even heard of it until
is there
this
anybody
week.
Who's listening that this is their thing? Like this is what they believe. If so, okay, we're making fun of you. I understand that. Don't get mad. But send us a message because we need to talk to you.
Articles, anything. I want to see more.
I need to see some proof because this one
there's
blows
a website,
me away.
Though, you can go to.
For sure. What's the website?
The website is birdsaren'treal.com.
Oh, right to the damn point. That's awesome.
Yeah,
there you
is.
Go. Birds
clean,
aren't
no
real.
One else already had it.
Yeah. What.com? I don't even have to do .net. That's awesome.
Birds aren't real, hashtag, or underscore 123.
Yeah, I know. Oh, man. Okay, I got to look into
that.
That
one was pretty surprising.
Yeah.
The detail on the website is just, it's so like, this is why. And the CIA guy, he was covering this up. And
jeez Louise, that's crazy talk, man. Well, thank you, Cameron. Yeah. That was a good one. That was a really good one.
CIA is just full on,
man,
conspiracy intelligence agency.
They have so much going on. Like, it's just like juggling 9,000 lies. I don't know how they do it.
I don't either.
You know what I mean? There was a flat, birds aren't real, NWO, all these things.
Everybody.
Like, can't do it. Too much. All right, guys, thank you so much. Appreciate you guys listening. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you've told all your buddies, friends, pals, family about what we have going on here, because we want more people to come listen. Don't
get
we, Cameron?
It. Get it.
Yes. All right, Cameron has one more thing to tell you.
Go check us out. TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and become a Bigfoot guy watcher.